Those sky-high temperatures today are making demand for electricity soar right up there with them. It seems everyone's running the AC at full blast. So with near-record loads on the power system, why aren't there running blackouts? Well, one answer can be found in downtown Boston, where an innovative company sells power to grid operators when they need it the most. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch visited Enernoc today at high noon during its busiest day of the year.
In a high-rise office building in Boston's financial district, Enernoc's operations center looks more like a war room. One wall is a bank of computer monitors showing the stress on the power grid across the country, from green to orange to red. And then, from one of those dark red areas, comes a hotline telephone call.
As of 11:30, PJM is implementing emergency mandatory load management reduction long lead time for the following areas.
PJM is the largest grid operator in the country. With the alert, it's asking for power savings. Immediately, Enernoc sends electronic signals out to its clients in the affected regions, and rows of Enernoc workers man the phones.
I was calling to let you know that the New York grid service operator dispatched a demand response event starting at noon. We hadn't received confirmation from your site.
Enernoc's clients are factories, grocery stores, hotels, office buildings, all sorts of places that use a lot of power. And Enernoc is basically paying them to cut their electricity use so that the grid operators that pay Enernoc are able to handle the surge in demand during the worst part of the heat wave.
So I'll put you in as confirmed, and you think you'll be able to start around 1 p.m.?
With these calls around the country, production lines get shut down, lights dim, the AC gets dialed down. One of those customers is Harpoon Brewery in Boston, which shut down its operation after getting the call. Al Marzi is Harpoon's chief brewing officer.
There is an inconvenience factor to suddenly turning off all the lights in the brewery and turning off the air conditioning unit in the offices and shutting down the bottling line and things of that nature. Obviously, we would never do anything to jeopardize the product, so the brew house stays running, the chiller stays running, but we cut off what we can to really save some power.
And make some money. Harpoon gets $8,000 a year to be part of the demand reduction system, regardless of whether it ever gets the call. Marzi says Harpoon also wants to be a good corporate citizen, helping to make sure that rolling blackouts aren't necessary. After all, he says, a brewery is always a good place to take a little break from operations.
It's on a hot day like this that if we do have to shut down the power, it's a good time to have an ice-cold beer.
Collectively, clients like Harpoon help reduce power use by thousands of megawatts at the peak time of this heat wave. Enernoc CEO Tim Healy says for grid operators, that's basically the same thing as paying an auxiliary power plant to come online and produce extra megawatts of power.
We're very much just a substitute for throttling up a peaking power plant. Instead, we throttle the demand down and keep that next power plant from having to operate.
Those power plants, used only a few days a year when demand peaks, tend to be the oldest, least efficient, and least environmentally friendly ones. Healy says they're also the most expensive.
Having a select few commercial, industrial, and institutional customers reduce usage like that saves everybody across the entire electricity system from having to pay those excessive rates.
The spot price for electricity in New England today spiked to more than $700 per megawatt hour, about 10 times the average price the rest of the year. Without Enernoc and its client companies like Harpoon cutting back, that peak price would have shot up even higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.